Great. This is Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State, calling to order the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands on January 6th, a little after 2 o'clock. All three commissioners are present, as is our executive staff. I'd like to first, before we get into agenda, to welcome two new board members. I'm excited to have two new board members. I've always considered it a real privilege and an obligation to serve on this board and to protect the trust and provide school children. Wisconsin is unique, as I've learned, that we have this loan system where we loan money to schools and municipalities, and then the interest goes to the school libraries, as I'm sure you both learned. And that's unique. No other state does that. I can remember Commissioner Van Holland every year would say that his best responsibility was giving a $30 million plus check to the schools every year. He really enjoyed doing that. I've always thought this board is a great example of bipartisan working together. We've had Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Treasurers of both parties over the years and worked for a common good. One last point is, one thing most people don't know is we have a lot of very historical records that Tia and her staff have worked hard to preserve and organize, and sometime when you have a couple of minutes, it'd be fun to look at those. One other thing, just a very brief summary of our board protocol, given this is our first meeting for the two new commissioners. As I guess you know, we meet the first and third Tuesdays every month. Vicki and Tia will try to work with our staff to reschedule if not at least two commissioners can make such a call. That happens sometimes. We can take board action with just two commissioners. If we're expecting a commissioner, we'll wait past 2 o'clock for a few minutes for him to arrive. The meetings are normally very short. I try to move things along and yet give everyone a chance to speak and ask questions. One very important point, because two commissioners are a quorum, therefore any two of us cannot discuss board matters with each other. Doing so would violate the open meetings law, and I had to learn to be careful about that when I first became a board member. If there are items that any of us would like to discuss, let Tia know, and she can put them on upcoming board meetings and publish them in the required number of days, you know, before a meeting. And again, I want to welcome you both to this historic board. With that being said, the first item of business is to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Because you've both been very busy, I don't know, have you had a chance to read those minutes?
Yes.
And I don't recognize voices yet. Who was that?
This is Brad Schimmel, yes.
And I believe Brad?
I looked at him. This is Matt Adamczyk.
That's great. I normally would ask someone to make a motion to approve those minutes. I looked them over, and they are as I remember them to be. Do I have a motion to approve them?
Yes, so moved. This is Brad.
And a second?
I told Tom that I didn't care to approve minutes of something I didn't partake.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can second them. I'll second the motion to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 I guess I'd not vote if I could.
Is Matt abstaining?
Yes.
Okay, so we have two yes and one abstention. The next item is to consider loans, which we have every time I'm scrolling down on my computer to get to the loans. We have today four loans with about $2.7 million. I always ask Tom if these loans have been approved to meet public purpose. Tom?
Doug, this is Tia, and the loans have been reviewed by the Department of Justice.
I'm sorry?
This is Tia, and the loans have been reviewed.
For public purpose, that's fine. Could I have a motion to approve these four loans?
This is Matt. That's fine. I can make a motion to approve them.
And a second?
I'll second. This is Brad.
Very good. Any discussion or questions?
No.
No.
Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Passed unanimously. The next item... the state treasurer has expressed some concern earlier, I'm told, about our letterhead and how having the board member's name there. Matt, would you like to explain your concern?
Well, obviously, I'm not given much of an opportunity here. Just a quick note of point that I'd make is that I feel that my constitutional, you know, authority on this board is being thwarted right now by the fact that the agenda before us has got nothing that I had asked to be on it. And, Doug, when you had started the meeting, you had specifically said that the board was going to put things on it. There's no way for us as commissioners, the three of us, to speak because we're not allowed, as you said, to speak at any point other than things that are on an agenda. And I had sent agenda items previously last week, and I was told that they'd be put on there, and they're not. So obviously we can't discuss them today, but...
The agenda item about your Leatherhead concern is on the agenda.
So that's all I can discuss, and that I had many other items. And I'm under the assumption that right now you guys are out in Phoenix. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Are you out in Phoenix right now with Tia at a conference, correct?
Yeah, this is the Western State Land Commission meeting.
Well, I guess I'll just start by saying I don't know why I was not invited. I probably wouldn't have gone, but I am a commissioner, and I had made my point to Tia very clear that I had some concerns with these conferences, and I was never invited. And I don't know if the Attorney General was, but it seems pretty odd to me that one commissioner is invited and the Executive Secretary is allowed to go, but a sitting commissioner is not invited to something.
But the agenda item we're discussing is you had concern about a letterhead.
I guess that's all we can talk about because, obviously, I'm not able to put anything on the agenda. The simple point was that I had asked the Executive Secretary, the previous letterhead had all four names of the statewide constitutional officers, at that point being yourself, Kurt Schuler, and then J.B. Van Hollen, and then the name immediately below it was Tia Nelson, Executive Secretary. All four listed in a row. I asked Tia very explicitly, I said, I'm not a fan of having an Executive Secretary who's just an appointed person with the statewide constitutional officers. I asked her to just simply remove it. She said we had to go through a board process, and that's what we're doing now. I guess this is the long, drawn-out process, even though seemingly many other things are done just by executive order of herself. But the thing that is presented to you right now that both you, the Attorney General, and myself all have is something that I never even asked Tia to do. I asked to strike her name. Instead, she said she made her own version of letterhead. So I don't even know what I'm discussing here. It's just a waste of my time.
Do you have a motion to make on this, on the letterhead
issue? I guess
issue?
We can't even discuss it because there's nothing for you or the Attorney General to even look at. All I had asked is that I felt passionately that the name Tia Nelson should not be listed on the four-person, like the four people, three of them are statewide elected officials. Yourself, myself, and the Attorney General all got over 1 million votes last election. Tia Nelson's name is listed directly below it. And I said I had a problem with that because, you know, that's an appointee. So all I had asked was for her name to be removed. Tia refused to do it that way. She wanted to put it for a board vote, which is, I guess, what we're doing. So I guess I'd make a motion that we just remove her name from letterhead.
Okay, so you've made a motion to remove the Executive Secretary's name from the letterhead.
Yes, whether it was
Do I have a second to that motion? Okay, I will not second it. I must admit I don't understand. Originally, I got a note that you wanted to have all the names removed, and then later I heard that you only wanted to have Tia's name removed. So, to me, it's logical to have all four names there because we are the board members and she is the contact. If someone wants to reach the board, they're not going to call me or you or Brad. They're going to call the Executive Secretary. So it strikes me that the current letterhead is fine, so I would not second that motion.
And you know,
Attorney
really
General, do you have a comment?
I have a question. The letterhead that's included in our packet of materials, is that the current letterhead, or is that a proposed change?
As I understand it, and Tia can comment, originally all four names were together. And
well,
Tia, I think,
what you're looking
in
at
effort
is,
to accommodate, moved her name. And I think the last time I looked at it a couple of days ago, she had her name down below a line to kind of segregate them.
Yeah,
Tia, do you want to comment?
Doug, I'll speak for a second. I guess the point being, I had asked that something be given to the board to look at. What you all are looking at right now is something Tia just changed. So this would be, I guess, the new letterhead. It is not what I had asked. I had asked for the name to just be taken completely off and then have the board members see it so they could see what the one looked like before. And this is the only thing that we've been presented with. So what's sitting in front of you right now is the only thing that we have, and that's what Tia created. And it's not what I had asked for.
Okay. Well, as I understand it, what she has done is to try to accommodate your concern by separating her name from the three board members. And that's okay with me. I think the original letterhead was fine. We've had it for 100 years. But I will defer to the Attorney General if he has what his wishes are.
At this moment, let's just table this. I don't care. We'll have a future discussion. I have many items that I wanted to discuss, and I was not allowed to put them on the agenda, so I guess we'll just bring it up at the next meeting.
So you're moving to – well, I guess you can't really table it because it doesn't exist, so you can withdraw your motion if you wish.
I'll make a motion. This is Brad. I'll make a motion to modify the letterhead in the way that is proposed in our packet, where it lists then the top line has managing Wisconsin's trust assets for public education. Below that, then it lists the three commissioners. Then there is the line that runs across the page, and below that it identifies Ms. Nelson as the executive secretary. I think that accomplishes distinguishing that there are three commissioners, but I do think it's appropriate to identify the executive secretary on the letterhead. So I'd make a motion to approve to modify our letterhead as is depicted on the last page of our materials that were provided.
Well, this is Doug. That seems reasonable, Brad, and I would second that motion.
That's fine by me. Just put it that way. It's fine.
So we have a motion, and it's been seconded. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passed unanimously. I guess we have no other official business. Does our executive staff have any comments or suggestions?
This is Tia. I just wanted to welcome the new board members. This is the fourth board that I have served under in the last 10 years, and I look forward to working with you guys. We have...
Hey, Tia, this is Matt. Can you tell me why I wasn't invited out to the conference?
Because you told... when we discussed this, you told me that you didn't support our participation in the Western State Lands Commissioners Conference, and unlike Kurt, you assured me under no circumstances would you leave the state of Wisconsin on BCPL business.
I was never invited. Nobody. That was never anything discussed. You never gave me the opportunity.
You told me this in our briefing.
And I was never told that you guys were going on one. Nobody ever informed me.
Well, if I can, this is Doug, if I can intercede, I think this is really off any agenda item. I think if any problems existed, it was just given the reality of new board members who were not yet actually board members and trying to work with Tia the best she could to accommodate us. I think it's best not to incriminate or insinuate about anybody. And in the future, we'll learn to work together on the important job of the board.
I guess there's nothing else to discuss because the agenda is so small, and nothing that I had asked was on the agenda. So.
As I understand, again, I don't want to get into a big debate. As I understand, part of the problem was that there was a lot of material, and I haven't had a chance to look at it all. I don't believe the Attorney General has. He can speak for himself, certainly. And because of that, it seemed to make sense to defer these to a time when everyone had a more opportunity to settle into their offices.
And Doug, I understand the Attorney General's time is very busy. He has clearly the most responsibilities of anybody on the board here. My only point was I wasn't told that. That was not what I was told. As of last Tuesday, I was told we could add stuff. I spoke to Vicki in the office as of Friday, and Monday, which was yesterday. I received an email while I was being sworn in at 11:42 saying they weren't going to do anything. And I obviously didn't get it for a few hours as I was in the process of being sworn in.
Again, I don't want to belabor this. Speaking for myself, I said it didn't make sense to me to bring so much material in a short notice, particularly when I don't know whether the Attorney General has the time. I don't think I have the time in this meeting, and not having the opportunity to look at the material. So I think it made sense to defer it. There was nothing that was critical in a time factor. So I really think that's irrelevant. Before I ask for an adjournment, does the Attorney General have any comment about this? I'm sorry, it's complicated, apparently.
Well, I will make sure, and if you can as well, Doug, I'll make sure that for the next meeting, which then would be on the 20th, I'll make sure that I set more time aside. Today would have been tough for me, and it's possible that someone from my office may have communicated that I wasn't going to have an hour, as much as an hour available today, that 20 minutes to half an hour is going to be the maximum.
And this is Matt Adams. We'll wrap it up here. Obviously, we all have things to do here. But
okay, well, then I think that's
what Brad just said makes a lot of sense. And I guess what I would have been like is been afforded the opportunity to add one minor item to the agenda so I could have spoken about it. But I can't because it's not on the agenda. So I guess we'll move adjournment, I guess.
Okay, well, Brad, I appreciate that. At that point, then, I guess I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second. This is Brad.
I've been moved in and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye, and we are adjourned. Again, thank you both for your time, and I look forward to the next meeting.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a good day,
stay
everybody.
Warm.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Anybody still there?